Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Drive. It's actually been on my heart to start sort of a series, just like a five-episode series this week. And it's about our responses from God through prayer. And let me just give you them up front so you guys know what to expect Monday through Friday. So the first one is when God says no. Second one, when God says yes. Third one, when God says wait. Fourth one, when God says go. Fifth one, when God says slow down. And so this morning, number one, we're going to look at when God says no. As kids, you do not like that response from your parents. You want your parents to say yes to everything, right? Like, can I have that toy? Can I buy that? Can I eat this? Can I not eat this broccoli, but eat this sugar? Like, you want yeses to all of your requests, right? But as parents, what do? Like, you don't do that. You don't get, yeah, just whatever you want, I will give you. Now, if you do that, your kid may end up totally spoiled. But we don't say yes to all the requests from our kids. Why? Because as parents, we know what's best for them. More than they know what's best for them. They don't know. They're learning. They're growing. They're soaking this in. We're teaching them, right? Again, if we said yes to everything they asked for, it wouldn't be good. We'd probably be broke. Their teeth would fall out from eating so much, sweets. And so it wouldn't be good. Well, I think in the same way, as we seek the Lord, as we pray to Him, sometimes He says no. I would even venture to say, more times than not, God tells us no. Like, we say, Lord, I really want to do this. I really want to. We almost fight for what we want to do. Almost like that Jacob mentality where we're wrestling with the Lord because we don't want Him to say no. But He says no. No. And that's a good thing. It's important to heed God when He answers us in prayer and through His leading. Because if He says no, and we, from all intents and purposes, from the surface level, we look at everything and we go, man, this would be amazing, this would be awesome, you gotta say yes. But everything is like, no, red light, no. And we kind of get discouraged and go, what is going on here? But as time goes on, we realize, okay, God was right. He said no to this request that I made. And I didn't see the reason at the time because it looked all wonderful, like this would be perfect to do. But God said no for a reason. And it's, again, it's like when your parents, your kids grow up. It's not until they grow up and get older and have kids of their own when they realize, oh, I see why my parents said no so much. Because they want what's best for me. And they knew what was best for me. More than I knew. I was a kid. Well, as children of God, our Father in heaven knows what is best for us. But do we believe it? Because if we truly believe that God knew what is best for us, then when we hear, or when we've heard no from God, we would just be like, okay, Lord, no, I'm going to stop. I'm not going to do that then. I thought I was going to pursue this, but all doors are closed, so it's a clear no. And so I'll just say, accept the no from God. Accept His answer, even if it's not favorable to you. Because oftentimes we're trying to line up with God's will, and we can get a little bit off if we aren't obedient to Him, right? God says no a lot. You know, I want to start this ministry, no. I want to go this way, no. I want to change this, no. I want to keep this the same, no. And every time, in our human nature, innately, we're like, Lord, what? I don't get it. This seems like all green lights. This seems like it's going to be great. Like, what? But He knows. He knows what the end result will be if He said yes. You see? We don't. That's why we walk by faith. And as we walk by faith, we seek the Father who knows what's best for His kids. And when He says no, there's a reason behind it. You know how sometimes you just say things without any reason or motive behind it? It comes out, you just say it, or someone says it to you, and they don't even know why. They're just like, this is what it is, and they just tell you. God doesn't do that. There's a reason behind everything, every answer that God gives to his children, you know, including when he says no. There's been times in ministry where I've wanted to do something, he says no, and it's very clear to me, and I don't like it. And, you know, I would venture to say I probably sinned at times grumbling against the answer no, because I really wanted to do this thing. But it wasn't a desire that emanated from God's heart. It was a desire that emanated from my heart. And my heart at that point wasn't lined up with God's heart. And that's really where faith comes in, because our faith is lining your heart up with God's heart. So his ways are what we're adhering to rather than our own ways, you see. Any time in the past when God said no and I did things anyway, it always ended badly. It always resulted negatively. But those moments where he said no and I willingly, you know, obeyed him and said, okay, Lord, then you look back in hindsight and you go, okay, I see why he said no. I mean, oftentimes he says no to protect us, because he knows, man, if that happens, it's not going to be good for you. It's not going to be good for your soul. See, God's a soul protector, right? He wants to feed our soul with his truths. And he knows when to say no, because he knows what is good for us and what's bad for us. Here's the thing. Like, I've never really had a whole bunch of, like, excess money, like, ever. And at times, it's kind of been discouraging. Like, Lord, why can't I just have, you know, relatively speaking, why can't I have, like, a little more, just extra to that comfort, to have that comfort, that security, right? I've never had that. But I realized, like, even before I was a believer, I just spent money like crazy. I just, like, bought whatever. I was not wise with it, right? And so I believe, this is what I believe, that God says no to me having a bunch of extra money because he knows I'm just going to, like, waste it, be wasteful with it. And I don't want that. But I'm just saying, like, God knows best. He knows what we need. He knows what we don't need better than us. So when God says no, I would say embrace the no. Be fine with the no. Say, okay, Lord, you said no. Straight up, there's no doubt. I am not going to do that. I am not going to go that way. I am not going to engage with that. I am not going to pursue that because you said no. That's always the best thing to do. Following the Lord, he's not going to say yes to your every desire, because some of your desires are not from God. Some of your desires are from yourself, from your own selfish heart, from our own selfish heart. And so that's why we gotta have discernment, you know, as we seek the Lord, as we pray to him often. We gotta make sure things are clear. Because sometimes we don't know if it's a no or yes, a wait, a go, a slow down. We don't know. So that's why we continually, like Paul says, continually without ceasing, pray to the Lord. Have that attitude of prayer. Seek him often, and he will make those things clear. And when they're clear, when he says, okay, Mike, no to that and no to that. Even if I may be disappointed at first, I still want to adhere to what he said, because he knows best. And that's something, honestly, that's been sort of like a running theme in the last few months for me, even teaching the word as we're going through Genesis on midweek study at my church. And I'm just like, God knows best. He knows best. And the more I seek him, the more I see that, the more I realize that, the more it's like, yes, God knows best. So if he says no, you can bet on the fact that he knows why. There's a reason. So embrace God's answers through prayer. When he gives you a clear-cut answer, be okay with it. and follow him. And if he says no, that's what he means. And he knows best. He has a reason for it. Embrace it. We don't like to hear no, but it in a sense it doesn't matter what we like. It doesn't matter what we want. It matters what God wants. So if you're seeking him, if you're praying to him and he says no, don't fret. He knows what he's doing. He's protecting you. He's leading you on the right path. He knows if you said yes, that would lead to bad things in your life. And he has your best interest in mind. So believe it. Embrace the no. He knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing in your life. Continue on. Don't get discouraged if he says no. Know that he has your best interest in mind all the time. All the time. He loves you. Well, God bless you guys. And hope you have a great day. Talk to you next time.